91.7 KXT. It is hard to believe, but in the 2.5 years that the station's been on the air, Rhett Miller is making his first appearance for a live session here at KXT. How have we gone this long without having you in the building?
Well, I did sneak into the building right before y'all went on the air, and I pre-taped some stuff for when the station opened up, but I've followed you guys, and I'm very proud of what you've done. Good job.
Yeah, I think you're the first person to be a guest DJ before actually coming in to perform, too, which is which is pretty cool. Well, you've got this great new solo record out called The Dreamer. It just came out last week. You're doing an in-store this afternoon, actually early this evening, 6 p.m. at Good Records, right?
Good Records. Yeah. Which I wonder why they stopped at Good. It's such a great record store. They could have called it Great Records.
Or Best Records.
Best Records.
Yeah.
They were awesome records.
Well, Best gets it confused with a box retail. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that in just a few. Do you want to start with a song?
Sure, I will. This is a song I co-wrote with the great Ben Queller, and it's the first track on the new record. I was going through a hell of a time when suddenly you showed up. You gave me hope when I lost mine, but hope is not enough. And I loved you so hard, it broke my heart. And you weren't like the rest till you left. Yeah, I'm lost without you. It's all coming to me now. Yeah, I'm lost without you. All I do is look around. When will I get found? I was living in Niecy's house cause she no longer could. Soon enough they'd kick me out and tear her down for good. And the chimney was broke, so the house filled with smoke. And I can't catch my breath now she's left. Yeah, I'm lost without you. It's all coming to me now. Yeah, I'm lost without you. All I do is look around. When will I get found? Oh, Hanover, your sidewalk's mine, chewing on a Camel Light. I was walking on a perilous line between too much and just right. You long, narrow street, you've been there for me. You're so much longer now, she's left. Yeah, I'm lost without you. It's all coming to me now. Yeah. I'm lost without you. All I do is look around. When will I get found? I was working on a bottle of wine when she pulled up outside. She was glowing like an open sign on a place I'd never tried. So I told her my life through the course of the night. She was not like the rest till she left. Yeah, I'm lost without you. It's all coming to me now. Yeah, I'm lost without you. And all I do is look around. When will I get found? Sitting in this parking lot reminds me of a time when I might have had my only shot to not get left behind. You gave it to me, but I refused to see. It was in front of me, but it left. Yeah, I'm lost without you. It's all coming to me now. Yeah, I'm lost without you. And all I do is look around. when will I get? Yeah, I'm lost without you. A riptide pulling me down. Yeah, I'm lost without you. And if you see me swimming around, please don't let me drown. No, it's high time I got found.
All right, very nice. It's Rhett Miller live on 91.7 KXT. The Dreamer is the new solo record that just came out last week. And I mean, really, if you think about the past 2.5 years, you've done four records.
Yeah.
Two with the old 97s. I mean, although there were two separate volumes, so it's kind of, you know, they're kind of similar. You had a live solo record and then this new solo record, The Dreamer, the studio record. So, I mean, you got to take a different approach to each thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't doing it. And it's nice having them all be a little bit different. I mean, the live record of covers was fun, but that was less work for me. You know, I did the covers I'd known forever and learned some new ones and went to the Largo right before it closed and recorded that. But man, the records, we've had so much fun. We made the Grand Theaters Volume 1 and 2. And though they were, you know, initially parts of the same project, they really became kind of different records, you know, which is reflected in the artwork on the covers. You know, one cover is very sort of, you know, straight-laced, and the other cover is really kind of weird and pink and punk. But we had a blast. We recorded those with Salim Nirala, who's a great producer here in town. Y'all are familiar with, I'm sure. And that was super fun. And then The Dreamer was me just, you know, I had this pile of songs, and I kept explaining to other people what I thought it should sound like. And finally, it just occurred to me, well, why don't I just produce it? And really all that meant was hiring an engineer that I really trusted and the band that's been touring with me for the last 5 or 6 years and trusting them, you know, letting them do what, you know, sort of what their instincts dictated and you know, not getting too nitty gritty. I've worked with a lot of producers over the years, and some of them like to create an antagonistic atmosphere. I was the opposite of that, and we had a lot of fun making the record.
So that song you just did that you co-wrote with Ben Queller, I mean, did you have the idea of that song, or was it a truly collaborative experience when you sat down with Ben?
Well, it was truly collaborative. I had the guitar figure, the little hammer-on pattern, and I had a couple of verses, and I had a half a chorus, and it was just so, I couldn't get my head around it. And Ben, I flew on a day off a tour between Phoenix and San Antonio. The 97s had a day off, so I flew to Austin and spent the day with Ben, and he's such a cheerleader and such a positive guy, such a kind of a beam of light kind of guy. And so it was almost like this therapy session where Ben was like, well man, bro, what were you thinking about, you know, when you wrote that song, you know, where were you in your brain? And so he like walked me through it, and I realized, guy, you know, I think I'm thinking about my grandma's house and whatever. So I went through this whole kind of, you know, the year of my life where my grandma was in the hospital, or the old folks home with Alzheimer's, and her house was about to get sold off, and they put me in as the sort of caretaker of the house, and my girlfriend was about to move away to New York to pursue a stand-up comedy. It was like this huge transitional moment in my life, and you know, I felt a lot of guilt because there's a verse in there where I said the chimney was broke, so the house filled with smoke. Well, it was a really cold winter in Dallas, and I was too poor to really, because I was paying the bills, to run a lot of electrical heat. So I made fires in the fireplace, not realizing that it hadn't really been used in like 30 years and was filled up with, you know, pine cones and stuff. So yeah, the smoke damage to everything in the house. And granted, they were going to tear it down right after I moved out, but I felt a lot of guilt. I still have some of my grandma's old paintings up in my house, and there's, you know, tinged with the black smoke all around the edges. And I wouldn't have gone there. I wouldn't have written this 5-minute-long epic 5-verse thing about my, you know, my grandma and that moment in my life, if it hadn't been for Ben eliciting it from me.
Yeah, drawing it out. Yeah, and it's a good thing you didn't pass out from carbon dioxide, too.
Dude, we were sleeping on a fold-out couch in the living room right next to the fire, and I can't believe, in retrospect, I think we woke up a lot of mornings with headaches, and I think now, why didn't I realize what kind of stupid 22-year-old kid was I, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's Rhett Miller on 91.7 KXT. Want to do another song?
I would love to. Yep. This song is called Sleepwalking. It's got a lot less personal story. I saw a picture in a Seattle newspaper of a director named Lynn Shelton, and I imagined what it would be like if she and I had dated. But we never did. Yep. And her husband shouldn't be worried about anything. All right. She was a genius. She'd won awards and stuff. I was intimidated. She had a prominent nose. She took off all her clothes. I was infatuated. The love we'd share would go nowhere, but it would be nonetheless. The time we spent, I don't know where it went. We took the monorail, we had a pint of ale. I got a little buzz on. Her movie made me cry, I could not tell her why. Might be the pills I was on. I longed to be the man that she wanted to be where. The time we spent, I don't know where it went. Don't mind me, I'm just sleepwalking, sleepwalking. Don't mind me. The night we broke it off, I had a lousy cough. I had no strength to argue. I knew I'd rue the day I let you slip away. My genius, where are you? The love we had was small and sad, like everything in my life. The time we spent, I don't know where it went. Don't mind me, I'm just sleepwalking, sleepwalking. Don't mind me, I'm just sleepwalking, sleepwalking. Don't mind me, I'm just sleepwalking, sleepwalking. Don't mind me.
Thanks. It was great. It's Rhett Miller on 91.7 KXT, The Dreamer, the new record that just came out last week. You know, there are a lot of great guests on this record. You know, Rachel Yamagata, who guested on one of your earlier solo records, is on this. And so is Roseanne Cash, who you kind of became friends with via Twitter, right? You were exchanging. I mean,
isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, us non-musicians just assume that there's some grand party that we're not invited to, and everyone knows everyone else. But then, you know, you find out that people just meet through random ways, and Twitter is one of them, right?
That's funny. I find even a lot of musicians believe there's some grand party and wish they were invited to it. But Twitter is definitely this weird postmodern way of people connecting. And I mean, I can't tell you how many friends I've reconnected with. I guess a lot of people have that experience with Facebook, and not being a big Facebooker myself, I haven't. But Roseanne Cash is a great Twitterer. She's very, you know, pithy and erudite and all those things that you look for, and funny. And then we had some friends in common, and it was suggested to us, maybe you guys would be good collaborators. And she's working still on songs for a new solo record or record of hers. And so she sent me a verse. And I wanted to impress her, so I wrote, you know, a couple more verses and a chorus and sent it right back to her and a middle break and, you know, got it all together. And we went back and forth and tweaked it and got into the studio and made a demo of it. And our voices sounded so natural together. It was a really cool experience, and it really pushed me towards this idea I'd had in the back of my brain that I wanted to do a lot of female vocals on this record. And working with her made me realize, oh yeah, I gotta get Rachel back in, and getting Heather Robb in from the Spring Standards, which is a band that's out on tour with me now. You know, getting all these female vocals, it added such a new and different dimension. I mean, 25 years in music, and I've only done like two or three songs where I, you know, harmonized with a female. You know, Rachel on Fireflies on my record, The Believer, being one of them, and it was so great. I feel like it's nice. I know that my voice is pretty good. It's good enough. I do. I've made a living with it, but I know that it's not one of those magical voices. You know, like there's like Elliot Smith around Largo back in the day. I used to get to be around him a lot. He had one of those voices where when he opens his mouth to sing, it's like, you know, it's otherworldly. And I've never, you know, John Bryan, who I've worked with, and I used to laugh about this, we don't have that kind of voice, you know? We got like kind of a honky mid-range white guy, you know, dude voices or whatever. And then having these girls sing with me, these women, these beautiful voices, it really, it makes me sound better. So it's a selfish motivation in there as well.
Well, it's also going to be fun to just kind of break yourself out of your comfort zone. I mean, why do the same thing over and over again? You got to keep trying something new.
Exactly. And the 97s have moved so far away from a kind of gentle, you know, pedal steel sound that I felt like the door was wide open for me to make this record and not step on any toes. You know, the 97s, like I said, were something of a garage band these days.
Again, it's Rhett Miller joining us on 91.7 KXT. The Dreamer is the new record. You're doing it in-store today at Good Records.
Yeah.
You got time for one more song?
I would be honored to play another song for you. All right, this is called Out of Love. There is a real possibility that there's really something wrong with me. In all likelihood, I'm up to no good. There's a strong suggestion, baby, without question. In all likelihood, I'm up to no good. I'm only home away from home. I'm only all there when I am gone. I only miss you when I'm with you. I'm only happy when I'm singing a sad, sad song. Well, you can keep my fortune, throw it into the ocean. No matter what you say, I'm drifting away. Hold on to my memory, you can't hold on to me. No matter what you say, I'm drifting away. I'm only home away from home. I'm only all there when I am gone. I only miss you when I'm with you. I'm only happy when I'm singing a sad, sad song. There is a real possibility that there's really something wrong with me. In all likelihood, I'm up to no good. There's a strong suggestion, baby, without question. In all likelihood, I'm up to no good. I'm only home away from home. I'm only all there when I am gone. I only miss you when I'm with you. I'm only happy when I'm singing a sad, 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 sad. Out of love, out of love, out of love. You know I did it out of love. Out of love, out of love, out of love. You know I did it. I'm only home away from home. I'm only all there when I am gone. I only miss you when I'm with you. I'm only happy when I'm singing a sad, sad song. Out of love, out of love, out of love. You know I did it out of love. Out of love, out of love, out of love. You know I did it out of love.
KXT. It is Rhett Miller. Thank you. That was outstanding.
Thanks, Mark. My pleasure.
Yeah, you can see you tonight at Good Records doing an in-store, and then you're touring the end of the month behind this new record, and then I've heard rumors since Too Far to Care, the old 97s record, is celebrating its 15th anniversary, that there's some cool things planned in the works, or how are you gonna mark that anniversary?
Boy, it's this month too. This week is the 15th anniversary of Too Far to Care, and it looks like at the end of August we're gonna start a tour right here in Dallas. That'll be the 15th anniversary tour of that record, and play it start to finish, and then maybe do a few more songs afterwards so that people get their money's worth. But yeah, I love it. 15 years. I can't believe it, man.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that record has all the live old 97s favorites, you know, too. So, I mean, you know,
we do a lot of songs off it every night anyway. It's true, but it will be really fun to open with Time Bomb every night, which is normally our closing song. We might open with it and close with it. We'll see.
Yeah, do a different version at the end. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Rhett Miller on KXT. Thanks again for stopping by, and we'll Don't make it so long before you pay us a visit
I
next time.
I promise I won't. Okay. You sound just like my mom. And there also, Mom, if you're listening, I love you, and I'll come see you soon again, too. KXT and Mom, right there in my heart.
Perfect.